This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 1,400 Rohingya Muslim refugees were relocated to a remote island in the Bay of Bengal on Saturday. The move came despite opposition from human rights groups concerned about the site's vulnerability to storms and flooding. This brings to around 6,700 the number of Rohingya refugees that Bangladesh has moved to the island of Bashanchar since December. Bangladesh says the relocation is voluntary, but some of the first group of refugees who were relocated spoke of being coerced. The government also says overcrowding in refugee camps in the mainland's Cox's Bazar district fuels crime. The Rohingya are a minority group who fled violence in neighboring Buddhist-majority Myanmar. Some refugees did tell journalists they moved to escape violence in the camps where they were previously housed and to have a better life. Hundreds of Tunisians marched in the capital on Saturday to protest against police abuses they say are endangering freedoms won in the 2011 revolution that swept away authoritarian rule. And hundreds of riot police confronted the demonstrators, leading to scuffles. There have been near daily protests since mid-January, the anniversary of Tunisia's revolution that sparked uprisings across the region in 2011, known as the Arab Spring. Tunisia was the only Arab state to emerge with a democratic system in place. Police have arrested more than 1,000 people during demonstrations over the past 2 weeks. The protesters are upset about many things, which include financial inequality and the marginalization of the poor. One protester said they want to steal the principles won since the revolution. He compared the current prime minister to an autocrat overthrown in 2011 after almost 25 years in power.